The purpose of this video is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. Dr. Wolf shows CDC committed fraud. And she goes through some Pfizer documents. You know that Pfizer document dump of 55,000? She's had people on it, a whole bunch of lawyers, hundreds of lawyers combing through it. And more evidence that fraud was committed there. Through the Pfizer documents, it can prove fraud, and I would say in court. This is key. Fraud is key, folks. If you want to get at the whole root of the problem, the whole root is that they felt untouchable, that they were protected from liability, and that vaccines are especially child vaccines, are protected from liability. Anyways, they felt protected, plus they have the government having them do this, so they really feel untouchable and protected. But if you prove fraud, it is so key because fraud takes away their liability protection. And what Dr. Naomi Wolf is going to show is that the CDC is committing fraud and Pfizer's committing fraud. One's part of the government trying to tell the big pharma that, don't worry, you're going to be untouchable. Well, they're not untouchable. Why? Because we have laws in place for situations like this, that if you commit fraud, your liability is gone. You don't get to have this liability because you received it fraudulently. So anyways, that is key. And I want to just get right into what happened on Steve Bannon's show, The War Room Pandemic. Steve Bannon asks Dr. Naomi Wolf about the CDC changing its COVID-19 numbers. Okay, this has nothing to do with the vaccine. This goes all the way back to the COVID-19 scaremongering, okay? The CDC, all this time later, is now admitting, well, we kind of lied when we told you that all these kids were also dying of COVID-19. And I mean, at first they were trying to say that kids weren't affected, and they did admit that. Then all of a sudden the CDC has all these numbers of these kids dying, but apparently the CDC is now saying, yeah, well, that's not actually true, which is a form of fraud, but we'll get into why there was fraud committed. But anyways, Dr. Naomi Wolf goes over this. Understand, folks, that the pandemic was hyped up. There never was a pandemic the way they say there was a pandemic. There may have been a pandemic with hospitalizations when people would go into the hospital. The hospitals gave them remdesivir and shut their organs down. So you had a lot of massive old people dying through that way that probably would have survived if they didn't receive remdesivir and didn't go into the hospital and just recovered at home. I'm so sorry to have to say that, but it's the truth. But they wanted the numbers. They wanted them to drive them up. That's why Fauci approved remdesivir as the only way to treat COVID-19 in hospitals. And that's why America had the highest numbers of deaths in their hospitalizations, is because I believe we have the high. I don't have the exact numbers on that, but I'm pretty sure one of the highest. I know that for sure. Of all the countries, you would think America should have the lowest. We should have the best hospital care. Why was it? It's because we were the only ones that I know of that mandated remdesivir, and there wasn't alternatives. And they weren't allowing hospitals to do alternatives. And remdesivir is extremely dangerous, especially in those situations, because it can cause kidney failure, which then makes, when your kidneys fail, your lungs fill up with water. Then they can say you have pneumonia when you don't. The remdesivir is shutting your kidneys down. Your lungs fill up. You die from that, but they'll label it as pneumonia. Folks, it's proven that remdesivir does this stuff. by the way, that's not my opinion. It is a fact. Their own studies and trials show it. And in one of the trials that they did, they had to pull remdesivir because it was so deadly that they pulled it from the trials. Yet, Fauci then said, let's use that to treat old people in the hospitals. The one in the trial, there was three in the trial, and I forget their names. And one of them did quite well. And Fauci did not want the one that did well. He picked the one that did the worst and said, that's what hospitals, that's what the CDC recommends and only recommends, no other way to treat. So you had numbers driven up that way. But then you had the media and the CDC labeling everyone as COVID-19 deaths who died with COVID-19, not of COVID-19. And a report came out by the CDC themselves. I reported this a long time ago that 94% of the deaths from COVID-19 are actually not deaths from COVID-19. 94%. They are people who died with, but not of. Only 6% of the numbers that CNN kept putting up in front of you, only 6% of those were people who didn't die, who did die, I would say, of COVID-19. Only 6% who died of COVID-19 and not with and had other pre-existing conditions or morbidities that were causing the person to die. And then they just gave them a PCR test and, oh, we sensed a little coronavirus as this person came in with a heart attack and is about to die. Swab them quick so we can label them a COVID death. Yep, it lit up. So COVID-19 death, that's what they were doing. That is not a joke. Why? Because the hospitals were getting paid to do it. Okay, I said all that to set up this because you know all the shenanigans that have been proven, unless you're someone who only watches, you know, liberal media, then you don't know any of this. But if you are someone who pays attention to the truth and not the brainwashing, lying media, then you know all this stuff. You've already heard it all. Now add on this, that we find out, this is not shocking to me, but it is shockingly new information that the CDC is lying about these numbers and lying about the kid deaths. Here we go. Steve Bannon starts out talking.
I've got to go to the great Epic Times and Zero Hedge. And if Denver can put up this, can put up the article. Headline, CDC removes 24% of child COVID-19 deaths, blames coding error. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has removed tens of thousands of deaths linked to COVID-19, including nearly a quarter of deaths it had listed in those under 18 years old. They referred to this as the data on deaths were adjusted after resolving a coding logic error. Dr. Wolf, you warned us about this, I think, a year ago. You can't make this up. And it's not screaming headline in the New York Times or the Washington Post. What is going on here?
So first, I want to say I'm not surprised that Dr. Fauci is floating his departure. He wants to get ahead of the pitchforks and the criminal charges. He wants everyone to forget. The second thing is that you're right. We build digital dashboards at Daily Clout with our developers. I understand, and so I've been saying for a year and a half, they are counting wrong. You can't verify the data sets. They are including things for the algorithm to count that shouldn't be included. And they're using, you and I talked about this, I broke this story on your show, a private entity, CSTE, unlawfully to manage the data. That's a Gates-funded entity. It benefits from high counts, right? So we've said all of this. So now what's happening is last week, Dr. Henry Ely, Senator Kim Thatcher, and Senator Dennis Linthicum of Oregon filed these charges against Rochelle Walensky. She's a defendant. I've seen the legal papers. We can post them in their filing. It was accepted by the Ninth Circuit Court, and the charge is willful misconduct in handling the CDC data. So her lawyers have advised her, no doubt, get ahead of this. So now she's coming clean. She's putting down a paper trail. Oops, indeed we did overcount by 48,000 deaths, right? At least, you know, and that's a coding logic error. Well, I run a tech company. The logic you code with is the logic you tell your developers to code with.
All right. This is huge stuff, because if this lawsuit is going forward, thank goodness, this opens the door, because if they win their lawsuit, I don't know if that already proves fraud, but it will open the door for the fraudulent lawsuits that will come, that the CDC has committed fraud. And you're saying, how are you going to prove fraud? Well, understand that if they're lying about the deaths, that's one thing. But if they're in cahoots, and we'll find this out with the Pfizer documents that are released, in cahoots with Pfizer and lying about the safe and effectiveness, when at the very beginning they knew it wasn't safe and effective, and it was the most dangerous vaccine ever produced in the history of mankind, which is a fact, it is, even with their, folks, just so you know, the vaccine, even with the government's own numbers of suppression of how many people have died, even with that, it is still more deadly than all vaccines in our history combined, and that's with their best case scenario numbers and lies and suppression of the truth. And it's still the deadliest of all. How could they ever label that safe and effective? How could they ever tell? They put it on their ads. They put it in commercials. They paid the media $1 billion. This is not a joke. For not just for ads, but for their editorial people to do comments about pushing people to get the vaccine, and for local news to push that people get vaccine. That $1 billion went to all sorts of stuff to the media. A FOIA request revealed that our government sent $1 billion out, and Fox News and Newsmax was included in that and took money. Why do you think they were so pro-vaccine and wouldn't give you all this it's not even anti-vaccine, all the truth about the horrible things the vaccine was doing, how they would never report on it. They never picked up anything that was being said about it, even though it was all factual and true. Why? They were getting money. Anyways, I could go on and on about that, but let's get back to Naomi Wolf.
And if you don't know what your developers are doing, you shouldn't be running the nation's data management. So that is she might want to BS the American people by saying, oh, it's all the machines, but the machines do what you tell them to do, Dr. Walensky. And Dr. Wolf is telling you that because that is your job, to make sure the machines are counting the way they're supposed to count, counting accurately. So she is criminally and civilly at least neglectful, or at most committed fraud. And this ties right in with what Edward Dowd has said. There's been fraud right down the chain. Fraud with Pfizer, fraud with FDA, and now fraud with CDC.
We need a court ruling proving it, because as soon as that happens, they're going to lose their liability. And you, the American people, should sue and sue and sue Pfizer, Moderna, the CDC, the FDA, it's easier to go after the big pharma companies than it is the government, because remember, the government owns the judges. So just keep that in mind. I know, it's not like we have a blind justice system like we're supposed to. We're supposed to, but we really don't. It's sad, but it's terrible, but it is the reality. Anyways, they go on, and then Dr. Naomi Wolf and Steve Bannon get into the Pfizer document dump. And that's going to be really, really telling here, which I found. If you found this first bit of information on COVID-19 to be interesting, and how they jacked up the numbers, right? They pumped everything up and tricked you into thinking something horrible so that you'd have to go get a vaccine. Now we're going to look at the fraud of the vaccine. So they fraudulently told you that children were dying when they really weren't. That's what we're finding out now. The CDC is now correcting itself. Oh, we're sorry. We just told you all this to make you go out and get a vaccine. And then later, and actually Steve Bannon's going to ask that, didn't they use these numbers to scare people into saying that their kids need a vaccine? we all know that was the purpose of fudging these numbers. They fudged them on purpose. They're going to say they didn't, but what are they going to do? Yeah, we lied to everybody on purpose. You think they're going to say that? They're going to say it's an accident. They're caught. They're busted. So, and it's all because, like Naomi Wolf says, because lawsuits are going forward. So they're just getting out ahead of it. They're not admitting this because they want to. They're trying to get out ahead of it to say it was an accident, because in court, they're going to be proven liars. That's why. All right. So more from Dr. Naomi Wolf. Steve Bannon asks about how they use these numbers, right? Didn't they use these numbers to make you go get a vaccine?
Because just the launching, these numbers and what scared everybody, and have all the mothers up in arms and everything, got to get the vaccine for the kids. This drove, correct me if I'm wrong, this drove this mass psychosis that all the kids had to get vaccinated, correct?
Correct. And we've also seen that there were hospital incentives for calling a death a COVID death when there wasn't. So we don't know how many of those kids actually died of COVID. And ultimately, they stopped saying of COVID and they started saying with COVID. Well, Dr. Ely showed how the CDC changed the death forms so that instead of COVID being one of the contributing factors, it was always moved down to being the last line, the final factor, because of a change that Rochelle Walensky made. And they have proven this. So she is absolutely at the top of this chain of fraud. And we have to bring these charges. We have to support these people bringing charges, both civilly and criminally.
Dr. Wolf, in the time we got remaining, I couldn't be prouder of the War Room and what they've done to us, to back your team up, that's done this tremendous website and the organization. The 55,000 Pfizer, Pfizer had the government agreed that would be 70 years when they went to court and we reversed that. They still dumped all these documents, so you couldn't penetrate them. It was just too much for individuals to do. You came up with the idea, let's crowdsource this. We put a call out for volunteers. People ran to the sound of the guns. Walk us through how many folks we have and how many lawyers you have and what progress are you making?
Certainly. So I want to credit amazing team leaders, my colleagues, Craig Klein, Dan Backus, and Brian O'Shea, my husband, who's also an investigator and has been helping organize this massive effort. And the citizens have really stepped up. So indeed, we have over 1,400 volunteers. We have now 230 lawyers. The lawyers' channel is now private, and they are finding shockers. I've got another one on my phone if you want me to tell you about it, but chain sure. after chain evidence of fraud. All right, so this is...
Hold on, I'm going to pause it there. This is important. I just wanted her to give the credit for the people who found this, because this is important information. Don't drift off. Don't get sleepy here. This is important stuff. Now, what they're going to find out is the Pfizer documents have revealed that in their early studies, and this is, I guess, before the FDA even came out and approved it, saying it's safe and effective. Anyways, that in their studies, that a whole bunch of people they never followed up on, and they kind of just went missing. And it's worse than that. These people just had severe adverse effects, okay, to the point where, we don't know, they could have died. Understand this. Thousands of people that they didn't follow up on. That's what they're finding out in this document dump. Understand, this is Pfizer's own documents, and even with them hiding this crap, and we don't even know what the end result will be, there's still ridiculously awful numbers in their documents. Here's what you, well, take a listen.
5.3.6 cumulative analysis of post-authorization adverse event reports. The volunteers and team leaders have found that 11,361 were not recovered at the time of the report. Do we know what happened to them? Does the FDA know? Does the CDC know? These are people who were still sick. Something was still wrong, but they just dropped down this black hole, covered up, when the CDC said safe and effective. Unknown, and this goes to the coding issue, right? These documents code 9,400 people, their outcomes as unknown. What happened to them? Did they die? Are they impaired forever? And then the bottom, summary is super terrifying. As shown in figure one, the system organ classes that contain the greatest number of events, meaning adverse events, in the overall data set were general disorders and administration site conditions. 51,000 335 administrative adverse events, okay? Vast tens of thousands. CDC was saying safe and effective. Nervous system disorders, 25,957. Musculoskeletal and connective tissue disorders, 17,283. Gastrointestinal disorders, 14,096. Skin and subcutaneous tissue disorders, 8,476. Respiratory, thoracic, and mediastinal disorders, 8,848. Infections and infestations, 4,610. Injury, poisoning, and procedural complications, 5,590. And investigations, this mysterious term that recurs throughout these internal confidential documents, we don't know yet what it means, 3,693. This says confidential at the bottom of page 7. It goes right to the FDA. These are tens of thousands of people hurt or missing, right? Dead, not dead, or injured, or with neurological damage, you know, serious outcomes, tens of thousands, more than other vaccines combined. And this was private. They didn't tell us. They gave it to the FDA, and the FDA and Rochelle Walensky and Dr. Fauci, who's fleeing, told us all it's safe and effective. And now Jen Psaki is asking for money to do it to your child.
That's right. That's smoking gun proof that it was never safe and effective. It was, they knew it was the most dangerous vaccine ever to be put out. They knew it at the very beginning. They knew, and they paid the media $1 billion to lie to you and say it was safe and effective. That FOIA request, the Freedom of Information Act, that came out, that pulled it out, and a great work by Glenn Beck, who reported on that first, that goes hand in hand with all of this. They knew it wasn't safe and effective. All those media companies, I say they took money. They should have to pay out all that money they took from the government to the victims of the vaccines. That's what they should have to do. It's sick. Do you think these media companies that took $1 billion to lie to you, do you really think they're going to report on this? Do you think they're going to tell you that they lied to you and that they, yeah, the CDC, the FDA completely lied, Dr. Fauci is evil and knew that tons of people were going to die, and they're still advocating to do it to your kids. They're trying as hard as they can to do it to your kids. They know this. We're reporting it right now. They know this. Are they pulling back? No, they want to do a fourth booster and they want to get as many kids jabbed right now. How evil is that? It's frustrating. That's why the lawsuits is when they start to back down. When they realize that they can actually face criminal charges, that they're not protected just by their governmental job, but they personally can be sued. That's the key. When they're personally liable, then you will see all the crap come out. And they are personally liable. There are ways of doing this. I'm not a lawyer. But Dr. Naomi Wolf has had lawyers show how you can go after these people when they do this kind of evil. Remember, folks, we're a republic. The laws are on our side. We're not a democracy. Majority rule doesn't mean that, oh, well, these globalists got elected so they can break any law they want because they're in power. That's not how our society works. They're still under the rule of law like you and I. They've just been breaking it and not caring, thinking they're above the law. We've got to show them they're not. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I told you that because I love you guys. See ya! Hey guys, if you like what you're hearing in my show, you need to check out one of the other great shows from thenewamerican.com, and that is Behind the Deep State with Alex Newman. Have you checked it out yet? If you haven't, you will love it. If you like me, for sure, you're going to love Alex Newman as he gets deep into Behind the Deep State and all the shadiness, of course, that we know is going on. Awesome interviews. I mean, just massive information. And you really can't find a better dive into the deep state than what Alex Newman does. So go check it out at thenewamerican.com.